All right, we're going to take a short break here.
You think you're the wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
1, 2, 1, 2. Seatbelt in, seatbelt out.
You know, Larry, this simple exercise will help us stay healthy, which keeps medical costs down.
But you gotta do it every day, Vince, because if you don't... you can get out of shape fast.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Alrighty, welcome back. The next song I'm going to play is by Chris Cornell. This song is called Can't Change Me.
She can't. And suddenly I can see everything that's wrong with me, yeah. But what can I do? I'm the only thing I really have. Hello.
That song was Can't Change Me by Chris Cornell, and that album, Euphoria Morning, was actually inspired by, I played a Jeff Buckley song earlier. Him and Buckley are very close friends. I don't know if I mentioned this before on the show, but I actually have another song later from one of his live performances, but he would carry like this like red telephone with him, and he said the reason for it, like it was Jeff Buckley's phone, his mother gave it to him. He said the reason for him bringing it on, like, all of his shows is because he wanted him to call him from, like, beyond the grave and, like, call to him or, like, give him a sign he's out there somewhere. So I thought that was pretty cool. Going on a happier note, I wouldn't say that, actually, this next song. If you look at it lyric-wise, it's kind of sad, but I feel like it's pretty upbeat compared to most of their other discography. The song is Don't Follow by Alice in Chains. Thank you. That was Don't Follow by Alice in Chains. I really like how the switch up at the end there, where Lane comes in and starts singing more aggressively. I think it's really cool. Harmonica really ties the song together. After this, we have New York's Not My Home by Jim Croce, and then some more unplugged performances.
Begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races. Looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. Lessons off a quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It's been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home. Don't have any feeling.
That was Something the Way by Nirvana, live at their Unplugged show. And next we're going to do Creep by Stunt Double Pilots, also at their Unplugged show.
This next song's Creep.
Got a gun. Think you're kind.
That was Creep by Stone Temple Pilots. I personally think that's the better Creep over Radiohead's, and also the best version of the song. I really like he strains his voice a little bit in the chorus, not on the original from their album Core. There actually is like another version they added after this performance, though. It's like called like the Creep, like new edit or something. But this is my favorite version still, even with that one. Next up is Call Me a Dog live at the Elizabeth Theater by Chris Cornell. This is actually on my birthday, which is pretty cool.
Throw the next star.
That was Call Me a Dog by Chris Cornell. I really liked that performance, especially at the end with his voice. One of the greatest singers of all time, probably, without dispute. I'm going to just keep doing unplugged shows, and then we're going to circle back to some more like folk tunes. So this next one is Down in the Hole.
Oh,
So that was Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains from their Unplugged performance. And we're going to shift back towards some more acoustic folk songs. This next song is actually a cover by Johnny Cash. The original was by Tom Petty. This is I Won't Back Down.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around. But I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Keep keep me searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for
That was Tin Man by America, and the song before that was Heart of Gold by Neil Young. Starting to wrap it down here. Next is the rotation song of the week. This is called Can I Mend It by Buck Meek.
lost my temper and punched the wall. I think I broke a finger and broke your heart. Can I mend it? Can I make it whole? Now that you've seen into the dark side of my soul, the first time that I told you a lie, you saw right through me, saw it in my in my sleep, saying crazy things, sometimes in made up language, sometimes I scream. I don't remember what I said, but when I woke, you were mad as hell. Can I mend it? Can I make it whole?
That was Can I Mend It by Buck Meek. These next two songs are going to be our last. Both of these are actually courtesy of my dad because I reached out to him asking, because he has a lot of music knowledge. I reached out to him and asked if he had any like acoustic, like folk style songs. So I listened to these both today and I really like this next one actually. So this one's called Sometimes by Candlebox.
Sunny day that I and everything's falling down around us. I'm just missing the rain, yeah, and I'm happier now today. Don't let me down, don't let me go. Change of seasons inside of mind, in time I'll decide, in time I'll
sometimes goes on. Night takes the light from the hand. Tunes up that boring day, yeah. Cries out loud. Everyone's hanging on, hanging on my words. Kills the thrill of being divine. She's happier now today.
Sometimes soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for Dad in Ohio. 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 For Dad in Ohio.
That was Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, live at a Bridge School concert fundraiser. There was a lot of artists, a lot of like headliner artists did. I don't think this was the only year. I think they did like multiple years. I know Jack Johnson did some, but yeah, they were pretty popular fundraisers. But that was the last song for the night. Sorry for the late start today, and I will see you guys next week.
That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.